Blog Talk Radio. Good God day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm lifting you up, Lord. Oh, what a joy to lift up your name today. Ah, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it's all about you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, our Lord and our Savior. He's alive. He is alive for us. He sees us. He hears us. He knows us. And he know us by our name. What a beautiful name. Dear Jesus, we love you so much. You are altogether lovely. Oh, we love you so much today. And we thank you for life. We thank you for life that you have given us another brand new day. It's all about you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for newness of life. We have God's newness of life in us today. And by faith, by now faith, we have newness every day. And that is why we're looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of Almighty God. Praise ye the Lord, Radio Land, and all of you who are listening to us online. We are so thankful to God for you and everyone that is listening. God bless you. And we're praying that you will have an outstanding day, a wonderful day. May God of all love and all peace and all joy bless each and every one of you, your household, your family, those who are connected to you, is our prayer for each of you today. Glory to God. God bless you, Renee, your mother
God
is
bless
calling.
You, God bless you.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen to
Isn't
all of that.
God, he's so good. I
yes,
tell you.
Yes, he is.
Every time I have this opportunity, but truly I count it an opportunity and a privilege
yes.
to be
yes,
able to
do.
Come before the people of God
yes,
and let
amen.
Them know how much Jesus loves them.
Yes.
Oh, that is so, it is so wonderful. And
yes,
sweetheart,
it's
such a joy to know that people are listening. And
yes,
praying.
All over the world. You know, it is such a beautiful thing to know that the body of Christ is not just concentrated in one place.
Yes, yes.
The body of Christ encompasses the entire planet.
Whosoever
no matter what
over.
Country, no matter
That's
what
right.
country, no,
no
matter,
matter
what language,
what yes.
no matter what race,
My
or
Lord.
Origin,
yes. Yes.
The body of Christ is international.
Yes, and we thank God for it. And
yes.
Also, sweetheart, I want to thank you and bless you for your thought-provoking and powerful program, The Little One.
Amen. To God be all the glory.
I enjoy that program, even as being a listener myself. And also
to God be all the
being,
glory.
And also being your mother, hearing you go forth.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank God for that.
Amen.
You know, I'm so grateful for all of my 6 grown, blessed children. And I tell you, God is good to me.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Mommy. Amen.
He is good to me. Renee,
yes.
Listen, we are in a brand new month, March. Can you believe it?
I know.
We're
already, I think, like halfway through already.
No, not
this
through
is like,
the
Well, this is like the second week.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the third of the whole year.
But this is like the second week of the third month.
You're right.
So it's like we're almost halfway through the month already.
We're almost through. Yes, yes. You got some special times coming up yourself this month.
Yes, I do.
But anyway, we must be as God's ambassadors. We
Amen.
Must continue to move forward, go forward, march forward. We are claiming magnificent miracles for God's
Amen.
People, household salvation,
yes.
and God's majestic hand of
yes.
healing and deliverance all over every listener that is listening.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
What do you say, honey?
Yes, I concur. It's such a blessing to use our mouths to speak life.
That's it. We speak
to
life.
To speak life
we
into
speak
all those
life.
Who are listening.
Woo!
To speak
Glory
health
to
and strength
yes.
and prosperity
yes.
and longevity
right.
and endurance
yes.
And,
yes.
And blessing into the lives
Amen.
Of all of those listening. All
That's
of those
right.
listening all around the world to just
no
speak
matter
life
what time
to you,
it is,
to speak
That's
life to
right.
your family, to speak
That's
life to,
right.
you, to all those that are connected to you, to speak God's protection and his peace and his
yes.
and his love and his joy. It's just such a blessing to do that. And it feels
it
so
is.
Good. It feels
yes.
so good to speak life to people, to speak
we
peace.
We are calling.
It
we
is
are
so
calling.
Good.
Those things, we're calling those things that be not as though they are. And it is wonderful. This is
as
a time.
As though they were, yes.
That's right. This is a time not to be walking in fear. This is
Amen.
A time not to be walking in discouragement and losing faith in God. This is not
Amen.
The time for that. This
Amen.
Is not the time to throw in the towel and give up. As
Amen.
Long as God's breath is in us, the blood is running warm in our veins, and our heart is yet beating, don't you ever give up. I don't care what's going on, how ugly things look, don't you ever give up, because God is yet in the blessing business.
You know,
what
Mommy,
say you,
I usually, I what I tell my children, both of my children, my son and my daughter, I always tell them, no matter what the situation looks like, even if it looks bad, always try and see the little blessings, the good things
yes.
in
yes.
the situation, and
right.
be thankful for the little good things that
yes.
are in that situation. Because what
Amen.
You will find is when you are thankful for the little good things that you find in that situation, no matter what it is, you will not be so focused on the bad, but you
Right.
will be so focused on the good and the good blessing giver, who is God,
yes.
that you won't have time to be anguishing over the bad things.
Yes.
And it will take your eyes off of the bad and put your eyes onto Jesus, the
and
gift
you know,
giver,
sweetie, that's
the
right.
good God.
The good God.
The God
the
of
good God.
And perfect gifts.
Yes. The,
yes.
And one of the big things that we need to focus on when we open up our eyes in the morning is that life is still within us, that we can still breathe and
yes.
we can still move. You know,
yes.
people get up out of the bed and they think, oh, I just woke myself up. Uh-uh. You didn't wake yourself up, glory to God. If it wasn't for that breath from the Almighty
mm-hmm.
and the strength and the energy and all that he gives us,
mm-hmm.
we would. That's a big blessing. So
yes.
every time, every
Without that, we
day,
would cease to exist.
We would cease to exist.
Yes.
That reminds me, sweetheart, would you get Philippians 1:21. See what you it's encouraging to me, because with so many different things that I'm hearing day by day, and people are leaving here, and we got many people very discouraged and what have you. This scripture here, Philippians 1:21. Do you have it?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you read
yes,
that
I do.
For me?
Absolutely. I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. And Philippians 1:21 says, "For me to live is Christ, his life in me.
Ooh.
And to die, and to die is gain, the
yes.
gain of the glory of eternity."
Yes. So this is encouraging to me, because this is one of the declarations that I always say, that as long as I'm on this side of life, for me to live, it's all about Jesus. And if I die, of course, saints don't die. They just go to sleep. Hallelujah. And the scripture
Amen.
Says it's gain. That is my promotion, my transition, my final resurrection, my gain, my increase. Woo! Lord have mercy. To forever be with the Lord. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
I said, just thinking about that is, and I like I have told all of you, when I do close my eyes, I am not, you know, my mother is lost. I lost my mother. No, you didn't. You didn't lose your mother. You know exactly
yes.
where your mother is.
Amen.
We know
exactly where you will be.
Amen. So don't be talking about I lost my mother.
Yes,
you
amen.
Didn't lose me, honey. No
amen.
Way. Listen,
amen.
Let me get into the... getting to the service today. What I want you
Amen.
To do, we I could fly away on that one right there. But anyway, what I want you to do, sweetheart, is give our audience, give recognitions to our covering, our sponsors, do all of what you do. Then we're going to pray, and then we're going to get into our subject. I'm so excited about this subject. It just blesses me every time I get to it. It's just wonderful. So talk
Amen.
To me, honey.
Amen. Truly, truly, it is a blessing for us to be before our brothers and sisters on this day in this broadcast, for this broadcast belongs to God, of whom we give all glory
Absolutely.
And all
yes.
honor and all praise and adoration and worship to him
yes.
and him alone. For he is
yes.
the head of our lives, and he is our everything. And we give recognition and respect to our pastors, Chief Apostle
yes,
Dr. Prince
do.
A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And we also give recognition and respect to our covering our sponsors and founders
Amen.
Of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle
thank
Charles
God for
E. Ellis, and Pastor
yes.
Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. We thank
yes.
God for them allowing us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the
yes.
glory and honor of God. For those of you who have been blessed by this ministry of the All About Jesus program or the Little One Ministry or any of the ministry of Harvest New Life Church International. If
yes.
you have any prayer requests or praise reports of breakthrough or healings and or miracles that have happened in your lives as you have been touched by the ministry, please feel free to email us at harvestnlc1@gmail.com. That's harvestnlc1@gmail.com. Call us, call the ministry, and speak with Apostle Charles E. Ellis personally
yes.
At
yes.
area code 214-897-9554. Again, that is area code 214-897-9554. And if you want to learn more about Harvest New Life Church, or if you want to donate and you know, if the Lord is laying on your heart to give to the ministry of the All About Jesus program or the Little One Ministry or Harvest New Life Church International, please go to harvestnewlifechurch.com, and there you will find all of the information about Harvest New Life Church International, and you will be able to give there. Amen. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for listening, continued listening in the broadcast as we go forth in Jesus' name. Pray for us as we pray for you. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you for giving unto us on this day new mercies to get through our day. Thank you for the newness of God's life in us on this day. And we're walking and we're living by now faith. And we thank you, Lord, for this new month of now faith. We are declaring over ourselves and over our listeners joyful expectation in your lives. We pray for all of you and any of you that may be discouraged, disheartened, disappointed,
mm-hmm.
or anything, overwhelmed with all the ugliness that's going on in our world
mm-hmm.
today. We're asking you to look unto Jesus and invite him into your situation, because he is just waiting to cover you. The saints of God who knows him, we live by the words of the Holy Scripture, dear Father. Psalm 91, 1 through 16, that's the street we live on. And it's off of Isaiah 54:17 Avenue. Glory to God. No weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against God's people, in the judgment we will condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And we pray that prayer. We pray that prayer. You are covered. You are covered against these plagues and these diseases and all of this. Just come to Jesus.
Yes.
Renee, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Renee, God
yes,
bless
ma'am.
You.
Amen.
God's children have secured benefits.
Yes.
God's children have blessed assurances.
Yes.
And God's people have precious promises.
Yeah.
God said, I will take care of you on this side of life.
Yeah.
And this, even though we're traveling through, this is a temporary place of residence for us. This is not our stationary home.
And you know what, Mommy? That is so important that we as the body of Christ don't forget that. Because
that
we can get so caught up and just looking at what we see around us as thinking that this is our permanent home. But
we have to remember that
those of us who are in Christ, we are passing through. We are just visiting here.
Yes.
We are occupying until he comes. And,
and
you know, this is not our permanent place. This is not our permanent residence. We must keep our eyes on Jesus, the hope of glory. And know that glory is our home. Heaven is our home. We are just passing through here. We are passing through. And it is so important that what we do while we pass through here, life, and do all that we can to be ambassadors and represent Christ.
There you go. Our purpose here is to tell anyone, everyone, someone, whoever will listen to us, that Jesus says, I love you. And whosoever will believe in me, accept me, come, let me come in and hold you. Let me fix your problem. Let me do it. That's why we are here, to let
and
people
Jesus,
know.
Jesus is the only promise keeper. He is the promise keeper. He's the only one that said, I love you and I will never leave you and I will never forsake you.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And you know what, Renee? This is a good time to go into the birthing room and ask and bring those. One thing I love about coming to Jesus, he doesn't have any particular time, place, or anywhere. Come to him at any place or any time. I'm going to open it up right there because the doors of the birthing room is wide open for whosoever will come on in. So, sweetheart, lead us in that area.
Amen, amen. For those of you who, you know, some of you may have had laborers come across your path and plant seeds of the Word of God in your life. Or some of you may have had some minister come across your path and ask you if you were ready to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have come to this place at this time on this broadcast. This is not a mistake that you are here. It's not a coincidence that you are listening.
Yes.
But this is the time. If ever a time we needed Christ, it is now. If ever
now.
A time you needed to run into the arms of Jesus and into his loving arms of the Father, it is now. Please make the decision now to say, you know what? I'm going to follow Christ. I want to know peace that passes all understanding. I want to have joy unspeakable. I want to know God for who he is. And I want him to speak to me and talk to me and fellowship with me because I want to fellowship with him. You know, it says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 11, it says, because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Mm. For with the heart a person believes, adheres
That's
to,
right.
trusts in, relies on Christ, and so is justified, you are declared righteous and acceptable to God. And with the mouth he confesses and declares openly and speaks out freely his faith and confirms his salvation. You know, this is what we are going to do right now. Come and pray this prayer with me. It is simple. Just say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I am a sinner.
I do not know you like I should.
I do not know you like I should.
But I want to know you, Lord Jesus.
But I want to know you.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
And live in me.
Live in me.
I repent of all my sin.
I repent of all my sin.
And I turn and I walk with you now, Lord Jesus.
I turn and I walk with you now.
And I thank you for your shed blood that makes me right with you.
I thank you for your shed blood that makes me right with you.
And has washed away all of my sin.
And have washed away all of my sin.
Thank you, Lord, for living in me.
Ooh,
for
you, Lord,
sitting
for
on the throne of my heart.
Mm.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching me
teaching
your ways.
Me. Mm.
For teaching me how to love like you. For teaching me how to be like you. For teaching
yes.
me how to walk like you. And talk
yes.
like you. And live like you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I come to you with a humble heart, a sincere
yes.
heart.
Thank
I want
you,
to know you.
I
show me
do.
Your face, oh God.
Yes.
Show me your face. And from this day forward, I believe by faith that you have been raised from the dead, Lord Jesus, and that you live forevermore. And
yes.
I believe, Lord Jesus, that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Yes.
And you said in your scripture that if I did those things and confess with my lips and the sincerity of my heart, that I would be saved. And I declare
saved.
Right now by faith that I am saved.
I
am born
am
again.
Saved.
In Jesus' name
saved.
I pray.
Ooh.
Amen.
Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
God for you. Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For those of you who said that prayer, welcome
Ooh.
To the family of God.
Ooh,
for those of you who
God.
Returned back to Christ, and who had strayed and has come back to Christ today,
yes,
we say welcome
yes.
home. We
welcome
are rejoicing
home.
With you. We are rejoicing
oh, yes.
with you, and all of heaven is rejoicing with you in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Ooh, woo. Oh, praise God. Heaven, 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 heaven. Oh, boy. Everybody's talking about it, but everybody's not going there, so we got to get your ticket. And you just learned how, and you just demonstrated how that we can, you and I can get to heaven. I tell you, just going over that prayer myself, I could feel the power of God coming in. Hallelujah. There is going to be a wonderful change in your life. God bless you. Thank
Amen.
You, daughter.
Ooh,
Amen. My goodness.
Amen.
That stirred me up. That was
to God be
ooh,
all the glory.
Glory to God.
Thank
to God
you, be
Jesus.
All the glory. Amen.
Let's get into our topic. How much time do we have?
We've got 16
here?
Minutes. We've got 16 minutes.
Oh, my
16
goodness.
16 minutes.
Well,
we've got 16 minutes.
Okay, well, we're going to work with what's working.
Okay,
Where we are, we've been talking about God and the perfection that he has given us and how he is so good. And we've been talking about the 23rd Psalm. And how the psalm is such a blessing. There are 30 benefits, 30 wonderful, precious gifts that God has given us in the 23rd Psalm. And we've been, you know, the Lord has always been talking about to us about perfection. And today, we're going to deal with a perfect supply, a perfect supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And I want to talk about what green pastures are, green plants with foliage and leaves, herbs, fresh cut, still moist, green, fruitful land full of grain, newly ripe, fertile land, plentiful. God gives his people a perfect supply, full of life, vibrant, luscious, excessive, richness, appealing to the senses, delicious in taste and smell, in green pastures. I tell you, those sheep and whoever are the other animals, they will be eating really good, because God wants to make sure that his people have a perfect supply. Looking at Genesis 9 and 3, what does that say for us?
Genesis chapter 9, verse 3, it says, God said in Genesis chapter 9, verse 3, it says, every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green vegetables and plants, I give you everything.
Wow. Oh, wow. He said, I give you everything. There you go with that perfect supply. What about Genesis 1:29 and 30? Did we
Genesis,
read that? We didn't.
1:29 and 30. Okay. It reads, beginning at the 29th verse in the Amplified Classic Edition of Genesis 1:29, it says, and God said, see, I have given you every plant-yielding seed that is on the face of all the land, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. Verse 30,
wow.
And to all the animals on the earth, and to every bird of the air, on the ground, to everything in which there is the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it
My
was
Lord.
So.
And listen to that perfect supply. Read 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. We're just trying to point out how God takes care of his people. You know, when we've been reading the 23rd Psalm before, if we just go through it and he's making me lie down in green pastures. But we want you to realize how rich, how fertile, how perfect God is supplying our needs and how he wants us to be at rest and comfortable. Now, what scripture did I give you to read?
2 Corinthians 9 and 8.
Okay.
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 in the Amplified Classic Edition says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient.
My
be
Lord.
Self-sufficient. Possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
We serve a good, good God. We serve a
May I read that one more time?
Yes, and please say something
about it. I would like to read
it.
That. I would
Isn't
like to read that
good?
One more time.
Second that
Corinthians
is so
chapter
good.
9.
Go ahead.
Verse 8, it says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor,
all favor,
and
yes.
earthly blessing come
yes.
to you in abundance.
Come to us in abundance.
So that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
And, sweetheart, this is all by faith. You know, people that were, I haven't gotten all my needs met. Well, are you walking in the faith of God, in now faith? Are you walking in now faith?
But this is what Jehovah Jireh does, the God who provides.
He is. He's more than
enough. El Shaddai, the All-Breasty One. The one who is more than enough.
More
the one who exceeds
enough.
All expectations.
Yes.
He exceeds all expectations.
Ooh.
Abundance.
Ooh.
He deals in abundance.
Yes.
Not just enough, but abundance.
Uh-huh. More. Uh-huh.
More.
More than enough.
Extra.
Ooh, my goodness. Yes.
So you can have enough to give.
Yes.
And give away. You have so
that's
much you
right.
give away. You know, it reminds me of that childhood song that you taught me, Mommy, where it says, love is something that you give it away. You give it away,
away
and you give it away.
Yes.
Love is
yes.
something that you give it away and you end up
yes.
having more. It's
you
just
end
like
up having more.
It's just like a little penny. You
uh-huh.
hold it tight and you won't have any. But if you spend it and lend it and give it away,
and
you'll have so many. It'll fall
it'll
all
over
the floor.
Over.
That's what that reminds
oh,
me
my.
Of.
I
abundance.
Used to yes, yes. Perfect supply. Can
yes.
you, Philippians 4:19. Do we have time for that one?
Oh,
glory
we have time.
God.
We have 8 minutes. We have 8 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes.
please read that one. Philippians
okay.
4:19.
Philippians
you,
4:19.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. In the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, "And my God
and
will
my
liberally
God?
Will ooh. Liberally supply.
Ooh. Ooh.
And
come
my
on.
God will liberally supply.
Yes,
fill to the full
fill
your every need.
Full. Oh my!
Your every need
we
according to His riches,
His
in
riches.
Glory in
oh,
Christ
I'm
Jesus."
So- I'm so glad the scripture says his riches because, you know, we can't go by what we have and what's
no.
in our pocketbook, but he,
no.
his riches. But my God.
And look at the treasure.
About,
look at the
on.
Treasure we have in Jesus.
Yes.
Look at the treasure we have in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Look at the treasure. Do we really
oh,
sit back and look at the treasure that we have in Christ Jesus? And he lives in
so
us.
Wonderful. He lives in us. Yes. Thank God for the Holy
great
Ghost.
Heavenly treasure.
Oh, yes.
Great treasure in earthen vessels.
That's what the Word of God says. Great. Hallelujah. Perfect. I want you, Radio Land, when you read Psalm 23, I want you to see it in a different light. I want you to see. Look at the perfection that God wants his people to enjoy. Let's do Ephesians 3:20, if you're able to get that one. Ephesians 3:20. We got enough time for that. Praise
yes.
God.
Amen.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. In the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, now
mm-hmm.
to him, now
mm-hmm.
to him,
mm-hmm.
who, by mm. in consequence of the action of his power that
mm-hmm.
is at work within us,
mm-hmm.
is able to carry out his purpose
mm-hmm.
and to super abundantly and do
oh.
super abundantly, super
mm-hmm.
abundantly. Oh, I got to start all over. Ephesians
okay.
chapter 3, verse 20. This is so good.
It
says,
good.
Now to him who by
yes.
in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able
yes.
to carry out his purpose and do
yes.
super far
uh-huh.
over and above
uh-huh.
all that we
yes.
dare, that we
mm.
dare ask
mm.
or dare think. Infinitely
mm.
beyond our highest prayers, our highest desires, our highest
yes.
thoughts, our highest hopes, or
yes.
highest dreams.
Yes.
Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to
uh-huh.
carry out his purpose and do super abundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams.
And this is why the world, or let me put it this way, this is why we have always been taught, I can't be perfect. I can't be right. And if man got anything to do with it, no, it will not be perfect. But when God puts his perfection, when he puts his perfection on it, when he is the perfect one, perfect supply. Go ahead, baby.
I just wanted to finish in verse 21. It says, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So be it. Look at his generous supply.
Generous.
And he's been supplying since before time.
The foundation of the world.
Before the foundations of the world.
Ooh. This is why we have no business even trying to complain, because God has been good to each and every one of us. When you came out of your mother's womb, when she even carried you, you were wrapped up in God's hands at all the way through your life. And we need to walk in, and the goal that we're setting for ourselves this year is raising the standard. We've got to raise the standard, because God has perfect, he wants his people to be perfect. You remember, sweetheart, you read a long time ago, oh my goodness, our time is almost gone, where Jesus says, that God says he wants us to be perfect. Give us a closure and let me go ahead and get ready for that. But I tell you, I'm about to jump up off the chair right now.
Yes, me too.
This is so exciting.
I know.
We have no business to be begging. We don't
have to be begging. No.
Go ahead,
God doesn't want us to do that, because that doesn't exemplify the kingdom of God.
But the
thing about it is, it's the law of sowing and reaping.
You give
and then you have so much that you have to keep giving and giving and giving. And then you have so much more that comes that you have to keep giving and giving and giving.
Giving and giving.
It keeps coming. Amen.
We are blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Oh, this has been so wonderful today. Praise the Lord for Jesus. The Lord bless you, everyone that's listening to our voice today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. Protect you from all the evil of this world, and bless you with his super of abundance and his perfection. Oh, God, we give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. Come
glory
on, sweetie.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
We're going to praise
you. Praise you,
way
Lord.
Out.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, you are so excellent. You are so